Idaho Democrats wrapped up their convention over the weekend in Boise. The delegates debated a number of resolutions, including one that could change how the party selects its presidential candidate. Frankie Barnhill has more.
The March Democratic Presidential Caucus saw a record-breaking turnout. About 24,000 people made their voices heard around the state, including an overwhelming 9,000 in Boise. But long lines and confusion about the process caused some people to leave the caucus before they had a chance to vote. Fast forward to the Democratic convention this weekend, when delegates voted in favor of ditching the caucus system for a presidential primary. Idaho State Representative John Gannon presented the resolution. He says a primary is a more inclusive option.
Unfortunately, the caucus process deprives people of their right to vote. The elderly, disabled, people with work conflicts, people who have small children and have to take care of them, can't participate in the caucus.
The Republicans moved to a primary this year. Taxpayers pay $2 million for the GOP voting process, and Gannon says Democrats should join that format. The resolution now needs to be endorsed by state and national party officials. If approved, Democrats in Idaho will vote in a presidential primary in 2020. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.